the things that happened while I was away for Pesach in Florida is a lot of people came over to me to ask me why it's usur or if it's usur to swim on Yantif, to go swimming on Yantif. And it bothered me a little bit because most of the people asked the question the same way. They all came over to me and said, come on, we all know I'm not going to build a raft while I'm swimming, so it's got to be mutter, right? There are certain lines in Gemara that have a lot of mazel for some reason, that every person knows them, no matter how big a Talmud Chacham or a small Talmud Chacham person is. So for some reason, this line in Gemara, in Beitza Daflam Vavam Beis, has a lot of mazel. Everyone knows the Gemara says, or they may not know it's a Gemara, but the Mishnah says that L'shatan al Pnei HaMayim, that there's Nisid Rabbanon on both Shabbos and Yantif to go swimming, and the Gemara says, Gzeira Shemiyava Yaseh Chavish al Shiyatin, because we're afraid that a person is going to make a raft. So people know that, and they say, oh, but I'm not going to make a raft, so it can't be asur to swim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Whoever makes a raft when they go swimming, it's not something that anyone ever does. It happens to be something that people taka do. You know, they do blow up those rafts and make a raft when they go swimming. But let's assume that it's not something anybody ever does. So first of all, it's important to realize that is not the reason that it's asur to go swimming in a swimming pool on Yom Tov. It has nothing to do with making a raft. We'll point out in a minute what that gemara is really about. Second of all, even if it were the reason that it would be asur, so what? That it no longer applies. The halacha is when you have a bezin that makes a gzeirain, bezin yachol levatel divrei bezin chaveiro, and king gadol menu b'chacham b'minyan. The later bezin is not allowed to uproot the divrei bezin chaveiro unless it's gadol b'chacham b'minyan, and the later bezin is not gadol b'chacham b'minyan. It's irrelevant whether the tam still applies or doesn't apply in our judgment. So I don't even understand the whole kasha. But anyway, the whole premise is wrong to begin with. Our isser has nothing to do with making a raft, and we'll explain why. Now, the challenge in explaining why it's usur to go swimming on Yantif and Shabbos is that you would then also need to explain why it's mutter to go to a mikveh on Shabbos and Yantif. In both situations, you're taking your whole body and putting it in a pool of water, so why would it be that going to the mikveh has always been accepted as perfectly permissible, but going swimming is something that's usur? What would the difference be? So there are three critical differences, and we'll see why they matter. First critical difference is when you go to the mikveh, you're doing it for a mitzvah, for Tosefes Kedusha, there's some positive element, whereas when you're going swimming, it's just a leisure, it's just for your own pleasure. Second difference is that when you go to the mikveh, you're not wearing anything. When a person goes swimming, they're wearing some swim apparel of some sort. So you are wearing something. That might make a difference. And the third difference is that when a person goes to the mikveh, they don't swim. They just walk around, not even walk around. They just dip in the water and that's it. Whereas when you go swimming, you actually lift your feet up off the ground and splash and swim. So now, let's discuss the sugya. There are two sugyas in Shas that are critical in understanding this idea. The first sugya in Shas, the Gemara in Beitza Daflam Vavam Beis that we just mentioned, said you're not allowed to swim lest you build a flotation device. That's in a Sidra Banan. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem is the other sugya. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem tells us that one time that Rabbi Zeira saw Rabbi Avahu in a pool of water or in a river, and or a pool of water actually it says, and he didn't know I akar I lo akar, if Rabbi Avahu uprooted or didn't uproot. And the Gemara says, of course he didn't uproot, because you're not allowed to swim. You know, the Gemara in Beitza, you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it's obvious that he didn't uproot. So what does that mean? So Rashi says it means that he wasn't sure, did Rabbi Avahu pick his feet up off the ground and actually swim, or was he just wading through the water? And the Gemara says, well, he couldn't have been wading, he couldn't have been swimming, because it's awesome to swim. He must have been wading through the water. And then the Gemara says, no, he might have been swimming, but maybe less like Gidudi. He was swimming He was swimming in a pool that had rims around it, that had an edge around the pool. And if it has an edge around the pool, then it's not a problem of swimming on Yantif that you might build a flotation device. Then there's no problem with that. That's how Rashi understands. The Rif understands slightly differently. That Akar means that he's being Oker water when he swims. That water is spritzing out of the pool. So if water is spritzing out of the pool, that's the Isra of swimming on Shabbos Yantif. But the Gemara says, but even then, if there's gidudi, if there's a rim around the pool, if there's a ledge around the pool, then it's perfectly permissible. Or walls around the pool, then it's permissible. Bein the Rashi, bein the Rif, our swimming pools are mutter in the sense that there's no problem that you're going to come to build a raft. Because the issur that you're not allowed to swim unless you come to build a raft is only in a river, in a lake, or in a pool that doesn't have any rims around it. Or I guess what you would call an infinity pool. But most of our normal swimming pools would be totally mutter on that level. And in fact, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Shin Lamed Tesef Beis. He assumes, like the Rif, that Akar means about removing water from the pool, but he says very clearly that there's no problem if there's a rim around the pool that about a concern that you might make a raft. There is no such concern that somebody is going to actually make a raft. And Mishabura just points out this obviously assumes that you're not going to be violating Hotsa'a by splashing water out of the pool. We're assuming the pool is an entirely fenced-in area, which pools normally are, and therefore it's completely Rishus Seyachid, so you don't have to worry about any Hotsa'a issues. And Rav Meisher writes this in Tshuva Neven Ezra Chilpeis, Simen Yud Gimel, he says that there is no issue that you might come to make a raft. That is not the issue with swimming on Shabbos and Yantar. Great. So what is the issue with swimming on Shabbos and Yantif? So Rav Yitzchak Yosef in Yalkut Yosef Chelik Beis, page 7 through page 14, has 7 straight pages on where he tries to identify 9 potentially surim with swimming on Yantif. And his point is, Rav Yitzchak Yosef's point is to try to show why none of them are really a concern, and that really Meikra Din, maybe it should be mutter to swim on Shabbos and Yantif. So point number one, he says, maybe it's a problem of exercise, that you're not allowed to exercise on Shabbos and Yantif. So he writes, no, if you look in the Mishmura, Simen Shin Aleph, Sif Katan Zayin, that walking is also an exercise, but you're allowed to go and... But you're, okay.
I'm getting text. I'm sorry.
Just I'll whisper.
It's the only thing that they're going to be able to. It's another hour.
Okay.
You don't have to whisper.
What should I do?
I don't know. I guess you just continue to lower you.
Okay. But you're allowed to go and take a walk on Shabbos and Yantif, and the reason you're allowed to take a walk on Shabbos and Yantif, even though walking is also exercise, is that it's a normal thing to do. It's not something that looks like you're exercising. There are a lot of reasons people might be taking a walk. So Rav Yitzchak Yosef says the same is true when you go swimming. Sometimes people go swimming for exercise, and it's great exercise. Sometimes people go swimming just to cool off their bodies, and maybe that's why the person's going swimming. The second possibility, he says, is what about a concern for schita seyar, that you might come to squeeze out your hair. If your hair gets soaking wet, you can come to squeeze out your hair. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Ches says, ein schita b'seyar, that there's no issur of schita when you squeeze out your hair. But the Rambam in the second paragraph of Shabbos, in the Kesef Mishnah, the way the Kesef Mishnah understands it, says that ein schita b'seyar means there's no issur d'oraisa of squeezing out soaking wet hair. But it's still asur midrabanan to squeeze out soaking wet hair, so maybe that's why it should be asur to go swimming on Shabbos Yantiv. Your hair's going to get soaked, and then you can come to squeeze out the hair. Rav Yitzchak Yosef correctly points out that there's no isser anywhere in Shas to make your hair wet. The isser is, when it is wet, to squeeze it out. To then make a gzera midrabanan, you're not allowed to make your hair wet, that would be gzera l'gzera. It's already an isser midrabanan to squeeze out wet hair, but to make your hair wet in the first place, we don't find that there's any such isser. So Rav Yitzchak Yosef says, now, you obviously do have to be careful if you can go swimming not to squeeze out your hair, the same way that if you have a long beard and you wash your face, you have to be careful not to squeeze out the water from your beard, because it's a violation of schita. Interestingly, he says, but you're allowed to wipe your face with a towel. Even if you have a long beard, you're allowed to dry it with a towel. Or if you have hair and it's soaking wet, you're allowed to dry it with a towel. That's like the Shmir Shabbos Kilchsa also holds that way. That it's not called Schita B'Seir when the water goes directly into a towel. Shmir Shabbos says it's not called Schita B'Seir because it doesn't look like Schita. You don't see any water coming out of the hair. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says that you're allowed to use a towel because it's considered like Schita Kalachar Yad, or not the Derech of Schita, or something like that. But Rav Shechta didn't think so. Rav Shechta thought that using a towel to dry your hair when your hair is soaking wet in Shabbos and Yantif is Aser. But Shmir Shabbos and Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef are both make on that. So that's not an issue. The issue of getting your hair wet, there's no issue to get your hair wet. Another issue he raises is that maybe that you have a concern that you're going to pull out tangled wet hair. When your hair is wet, it gets tangled, and then you're going to touch it, and you may end up pulling out hairs. And you're not allowed to pull out hairs on Shabbos Yantif. So he points out that the Kaf HaChaim writes in Siman Lamed Sifkat Kuf Hey that even when you blow your nose or you remove mucus from your nose, you have to be very careful not to pull out little nose hairs because of this. They always have to be careful about pulling out hairs. They tell the Maisa with the Arizal that the Arizal once in the middle of Shabbos put his hand into his beard to stroke his beard because he wasn't thinking, and then he realized, if I continue to stroke my beard, I may pull out a hair. So he left his hand in his beard for the remainder of Shabbos. But as Rav Yitzchak Yosef points out, that is not you know, for normal people. That's for people like the Arizal. We're not the Arizal. You know, these kinds of chumras, we don't invent these kinds of chumras. Plus, it's a malach shein shvicha leguf and a psik reshe de lo nichale, and it's probably not even a psik reshe, it's probably just a davar shein miskaven when you to pull out hair when after you go swimming. So the issue of going swimming is not that you're going to pull out tangled hair. That's not the issue either. So says Rav Yitzchak Yosef, maybe the issue is schita of the towel. The towel's going to get soaked, and then you're going to squeeze out the towel. He says, nah, the Shulchan Aruch explicitly in Simen Shin Aleph Sif Memches permits using a towel. So even though Shulchan Aruch in Shin Bei Sif Yud quotes the Shita of the Mordechai, that when your hands are soaking wet, you should try to dry them off a little before you dry them in a towel. But that's only a chumrah that it's Tov Lahachmir, and the Ramah is Mekel over there anyway, so it seems that that's not the issue either. Another issue, and this is a serious issue, he says, is maybe Shita of the bathing suit. The Gemara in Shabbos Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, and the Ramah quotes this in Shin Bei Sif Tes, says that you're not allowed to walk through a puddle or a pool of water wearing clothing on Shabbos because of a gzeira. There's a gzeira that's in the Gemara. This isn't someone making it up. It's in the Gemara because of a gzeira that if your clothing gets soaked, you're going to come to be sochet the clothing. You're going to come to squeeze out the clothing. So one is, although one is allowed to walk in the rain, because that would make life impossible if one were not allowed to, but the Rabban made a gzeira that you're not allowed to walk through a pool of water lest your clothing becomes soaked and then you're going to be sochet the clothing. For a dvar mitzvah, we're not going to be gozer on something like that. That's why Tosfos in Shabbos Kufir Alpha Beis says that in Nidos Maharemis V'Tovelis B'Begadeh, if she needs her begadim to be toveled also, she can go in with her clothing because that's for the sake of a mitzvah. So this is what Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva. This is the problem with swimming, that a person who swims usually wears a bathing suit, and that's the problem because it's going to get soaking wet and people often squeeze it out after they come out of the pool. So how does Rav Yitzchak Yosef get around this one? So he says, well, maybe there's no chashash schita on a bathing suit because a bathing suit's supposed to get wet. So when's the chashash schita the Gemara's going to worry about? When you're wearing your normal clothing and you're afraid, you don't want it wet, so when it gets wet, you're going to want to squeeze it out. But if you're wearing a bathing suit, of course it's supposed to get wet. That's what's supposed to happen. Plus, you don't want, no one has any interest in drying out their bathing suits. They change out of it before it dries up anyway. Before, as soon as you leave the pool, you change out of your bathing suit into normal clothing. And the case in the Gemara is you're walking around with that clothing all day. So that's why you'd want it to dry more quickly. So maybe there's no Shchita. So that's Rav Yitzchak Yosef thinks is not a problem, but again, Rav Moshe thinks this is a significant problem. Another problem that Rav Yitzchak Yosef, potential problem he raises, is that maybe it's malabin on the bathing suit when you get it wet. That soaking a garment is malabin on the garment itself. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Bei Sif Tes says that soaking dirty clothing is kibus, even if you don't really wash it in a strong way. But the Ramah forbids mayim merubim shema yischot, and then says yesh osrim b'chol inyan, that you're not allowed to soak clothing at all. So Mishnah Berurah says that we are machmir for this, and we try not to soak clothing. So you're not allowed to get clothing soaked, not only because of shema yischot, but it may be a violation of melabein on the bathing suit itself. So Rav Yitzchak Yosef says that svardim are mekel with a clean beged. Okay, then there's another isser, the isser to bathe on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put yourself in a bathtub and bathe yourself on Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chavav Sif Alef says, but you're allowed to bathe in cold water. Purely cold water you're allowed to bathe in. Mishnah Berurah, however, points out in Sifkat and Tes and Sifkat and Chaf Alef that Ashkenazim are machmir not even to bathe in cold water. That's a chumrah of the Chumash Tadeshin that we've had for hundreds of years. So says Rav Yitzchak Yosef, Shkoyach. Ashkenazim, let them be machmir all they want, but for Svardim, we don't have such a minhag. So if it's perfectly cold and it's not a heated pool, it's perfectly mutter. He says there's no issur of bathing. Now Rav Moshe writes in Or Chaim Chedal Tzimnayin Hay that showering is not included in the minhag of not bathing in cold water, but certainly going into a pool of water is included in this minhag. So even if it's perfectly cold water and there's none of it's heated whatsoever, for Ashkenazim would be usur for that reason as well. Now if the water is heated at all, then it's a davar pashut bein l'Ashkenaz and bein l'Sfardim, that it's absolutely usur both on Shabbos and Yantif. Even if you hold that you're allowed to shower in warm water on Yantif, that's because you hold that it's shavah l'kol nefesh. But one would be very hard pressed to argue that it's shavah l'kol nefesh, a basic human need, to go swimming all the time. It's very hard to suggest such a thing. So it's certainly not shavah l'kol nefesh. So that's going to be usur anyway. If it's at all heated, even Rav Yitzchak Yosef agrees to that. And then the last issue he raises is that you might be carrying drying drops of water on your body when you leave the pool. Shulchan Aruch says you have to be careful to dry well, and this is also one of Ramesh's concerns, that you're going to be carrying the drops of water that come off of the pool onto your body. And Rav Yitzchak Yosef says, usually the pool is in a closed area anyway, and nobody would ever leave the pool area until he dries off completely, so I'm not worried about the drops of water. Now, in conclusion, Rav Yitzchak Yosef writes that Mikom Makom Rabbi Me Rabbanei Ashkenazim Morim Isser B'davar, all the Ashkenazic rabbis say that it's Aser not to go into a swimming pool on Shabbos, even if you don't swim, just to go into the pool because of that Chumas Adeshan and how they bathe in cold water. But he says, L'didan, for Svardin, that we hold like Maran in the Shulchan Aruch, Ha'ikr L'din L'Hakel Beruchitz B'tzonin. He says, the Ikr Adin is, as long as it's perfectly cold and it's not heated at all, then you're allowed to go swimming if you are Svardik. However, he says, be careful. Mixed swimming is always aser. Svardi, Ashkenazi, it doesn't make a difference. You could fill a book with all the yisurim that you're going to violate when you go mixed swimming. And then after spending 8 pages telling you why he thinks it's mutter to go swimming, on Shabbos and Yantif, he says, le'inyan halacha, even though I came up with ways that it's totally mutter, lemaisa yesh laharosh shlo lirchutz bebricha b'shabbes uveprat bebeged yam v'chein heishav li maran adoni avi mori v'rabi shlita. That's all. He says, lemaisa, I asked my father and he said it's aser, so we shouldn't do it. So even after all the heterim, now for an Ashkenazi Jew, it's not just that Ashkenazim have a chumrah in Sardim, for an Ashkenazi Jew, it's absolutely aser. So again, to summarize, for Ashkenazi and Sephardi alike, if it's heated at all, absolutely aser, nothing to talk about. For Ashkenazi Jews, it's and for Ashkenazim and Sephardim, a very strong argument could be made that it's aser as long as you're wearing a bathing suit also, because of the gzeira that you might come to be sochet the bathing suit. Rav Yitzchak Yosef thinks he has a svara to be made with that, but Ramesha didn't think so, and it's a very, very difficult to come up with a svara against what seems like a beferish gemara, right? So that's always going to be an issue. The only thing that's really tully in Ashkenazi and Sephardi is the minhag of not putting your entire body even in perfectly cold water. So for that, Sephardim don't have such a minhag. Ashkenazim do have such a minhag. So sometimes there's a major heat wave or something, and people need to cool off. So in summer camp or somewhere where there's no air conditioning, so a lot of times the rabbi of the camp will tell people that they could turn on only the cold water and take a shower in the cold water. And that, you know, in major heat wave, it's, you know, certainly when we're dealing with sakana issues, so a lot of times people will be makel to do something like that. But short of that, to go swimming on Shabbos and Yontif, absolutely forbidden. Bein la Ashkenazim, bein la Sephardim, and it has nothing to do with building a raft. We know you're not going to build a raft. It's us here anyway.